on this Monday here is we've been doing the last few Mondays, teaming up with the Be Ready Butte campaign. It's all about to be Ready Butte when it comes to doing things the right way and the wrong way. Not doing things the wrong way, but when it comes to fire safety. And joining us this morning is, once again, Butte County Fire Chief John Messina. John, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
We're doing good. Listen, as we get into fall, and yeah, everybody's saying, oh, the rain and everything, it's so great. Oh, fire season, it must be done. Not so fast, right?
Well, you know, obviously, the rain has been fantastic for us. Unfortunately, it'd be great if Mother Nature was a little nicer and we didn't get it in such, you know,
in the
torrential
buckets.
Amounts yep. with all that yep. rain. But yeah, a lot of people think that just because we get rain, there's absolutely no threat of fire anymore. And for the most part, that's true. But there's times where that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, you know, we were hearing even as, you know, we all know, we've been reporting on it, of course, all summer with you know, here we had the Dixie Fire, the Calder Fire, and others around the North State. A little early start, and it seems like it's doing that every year. But let's jump right in here and talk about what today, because I think last time we had you on, we talked defensible space and the importance of doing that, not just really in those areas, you know, prone in the foothill areas, but also just, you know, even in Chico, because we always hear people saying, oh, it couldn't happen in Chico. Well, yeah, we've had fires in the park and stuff, so it really could.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's last time we talked about creating and maintaining defensible space, right. and you know, a lot of people think that we just need to do it in the spring months just before fire season, but really maintaining your properties year-round, and now's a great opportunity to start getting rid of some of those heavier fuels. You know, obviously the grass and that kind of stuff, it's going to green back up and it'll brown, and that does it annually. But that heavier fuels, brush, tree limbs, now is a great time to reduce the fuel of, you know, those bigger fuels. And a lot of people, there's many ways to get rid of it, right? You can chip it, mulch it, send it to the green waste plant. But a lot of people like to burn this time of year, and that is a great method to reduce that vegetation
now in Butte,
this time of year.
Yeah, in Butte County, though, let's talk a little bit, because we used to be in an unincorporated area of the county. Well, we were a little strip in a sea of, you know, across the street from us, think how I could say this. Across the street, it was the city of Chico. We were still in Butte County, but that has since changed. We were kind of annexed into the city. But folks need to know, you know, maybe not so much in the city of Chico, but maybe in those unincorporated areas or areas of Butte County, burn permits are needed in order to do even yard waste burning. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, and unfortunately in Chico, that you can't burn any green waste, and it has to do with the smoke that, you know, ends up settling over the city, and, you know, it becomes a smoke nuisance. But outside the sphere of influence in the county and in the town of Paradise, Magalia, Gridley, all those areas you can burn, and you can burn as long as you get a burn permit.
Now, being safe about it, though, too, John, I know that people, I mean, we always hear people, oh, I'm burning on my lot, and then all of a sudden, you guys were busy again, having to go and bail out somebody.
You know,
so,
I think for the public, it's important to understand that, you know, within those burn permits, there's some requirements, and I'll just touch bases on them real quick. You know, smaller 4x4 piles, that way they don't burn forever. You know, we like to see a 10-foot barrier around the pile. So when, you know, in situations like today where it's pretty wet out, probably not that big of an issue, but tomorrow the wind blows a little bit, that grass dries out quick, and that's when we get escapes. You know, you need to have a shovel or a hose nearby in case something does get out. You can just quickly extinguish it, and it's not a real big issue. And I will tell you, the two things that we run into most this time of year is illegal material, which is household trash, tires, garbage. You know, they're typically smoking their neighbor out. We all know what that plastic smells like. And then a lot of times the biggest issues we have this time of year is not attended by an individual while the fire's burning. People light it, and they think, oh, it's never going to get away. It's wet out, and lo and behold, it gets out. And believe it or not, there's quite a few homes that burn down annually in Butte County just because people start a burn pile, don't pay attention to it, leave it, it gets out. The next thing you know, their garage is on fire.
Yep. We've seen those stories and reported on them even recently. That's happened, it seems, where even somebody maybe next door to a neighbor is in a lot doing
some
burning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the embers carry right into that neighbor's lot and into their home and such. So where can we go get some more tips, Chief, if we need it?
Scott, there's all kinds of sources. You know, you just, if anybody just wants to search it, but ButteCounty.net has got some information. The Butte Fire Safe Council's website's got information on defensible space and burning. And the Butte, there's, you know, we have a couple websites, and that Butte Fire Safe Council website is actually ButteFireSafe.net or the Cal Fire homepage, and that'll allow you to get those permits online. We issue them all online. You can get them in person at a fire station. We're encouraging people to get them online. It's much quicker. There's no delays, and you know, obviously with COVID still is an issue, and we're trying to reduce our contact with the public in those kinds of fashion.
You bet. He's Butte County Fire Chief John Messina joining us this morning. It's all about the Be Ready Butte campaign. John, let's hope Mother Nature cooperates the rest of the way, and y'all can take a deep breath and just go, okay, a little time to take a break and get ready for next season.
Yep, I think we're almost there, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again on another session.
You bet, John. Thank you very much. We'll talk again.
Well-